Alright guys, here we go. Let us start off with the show tonight. Giving you a general outline of the base of Megdash yet again. Ezra's Kohanim, Ezra's Yisrael, all the way to the Ezra's Nashim. Right, Ezra's Nashim we haven't spoken about yet. Right, from the Ezra's Nashim to the Ezra's Yisrael, you take 15 steps. This is called Shar Nicanor, right? The famous story with the doors. The Ezra's Yisrael, the Ezra's Kohanim. The focus of tonight's year is a courtyard right in the Ezra's Kohanim, halfway in the Ezra's Kohanim, and halfway outside in the Chel. And we said the Chel is this 10 amos area around the outside the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. This whole area is called the Chel. Beyond the Chel was the fence that was called the Soreg. Right, that fence going all the way was called the Soreg. The actual Shetach, the area in between the Soreg and the wall of the Azar, was called the Chel. That was 10 amos long. The focus of tonight's year is a Mishka, we said, that stood in the Ezra's Kohanim, half inside the Azara, half outside the Azara in the Chel. Half in, half out. It had a dome top to it. Okay? Like we said before, the only dome that should be on Har HaBayis is this dome. Okay? This is the dome of Har HaBayis. Okay? No other dome should exist. Okay. Beis HaMikdash, this bias right here is our focus tonight. We said that the Levium, the Shmira, one of the Levium did Shmira on the door right there, and one of the Kohanim actually did, one of their Mishmaras, one of the places they did protection was in the Beis HaMikdash. So now the focus is about the Beis HaMikdash, okay? Now I'm going to enlarge it over here, okay? Alright, here's the Beis HaMikdash. Ready? Good. Like that, enlarged? I don't know what's so funny. Okay, the Beis HaMikdash. Ready? Here we go. There are four lishkos, okay? Okay, so imagine the dome. We are looking from a bird's eye view. We're looking down. There are four lishkos. What are the four lishkos? They were as follows, okay? The Mishnah says there were two. There were two in the Chol and two in the Kodesh, which means two of the Azaras were here in the Azara itself, and two of the Lishkos were outside in the Chol area. Okay, these two Lishkos right here do not have the same status of Kedusha as the actual Azara itself, and the area of Chol is where they did certain things, as we'll see. Okay, the four Lishkos were as follows. The two in the Kodesh, okay? Actually, before we get to the Lishkos, let's talk about something else. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, right? Let's say this is the wall of the Azara. Let's say that's the wall of Ezra's Kohanim, right? Again, it cuts right down the middle. Right? So on the walls here, there are pieces of wood, okay? There are pieces of wood sticking out from the wall. On both sides. Actually, just one side. Just the east side. Okay? Again, this is the east side if we're looking from right there. This is the east side. There are pieces of wood. They were called the Rosh Kispasin. Okay? The Rosh Kispasin. And the purpose of it was to know the border. Okay? So if you're standing inside the Beis HaMikdash, you know that you can only go until the end of that wood piece. You can't go any further than that is already in the Azara itself. Okay? This is the Azara, this is the Chel. Okay? So the purpose of these pieces of wood was to know that beyond that point, you're actually in the actual Azara, in the Kedusha of the Azara. This was the Chel, right? This is the Chel part. This is the large, hold to the left, right? That was the Chel part. Okay? What was the purpose of those four lishkos? The mission is the following. The southwest, okay? Which one is the southwest? Southwest is what? This is west. This is east. This is north. This is south. Okay? So the southwest is which one? Southwest. This corner right here. What was the lishka? It was called Lishka Tzleha Karbon. Okay? Lishkas Tleya Karban. What does that mean? So Tle is an Aramaic word for a sheep. Why would you have sheep in this Lishka? What was the purpose of that? Why would you have sheep? What are you doing with sheep? For what purpose? Which carbon? Let me take a
look.
Good. So, every day in the Beis Hamikdash, they would bring two sheep every day for carbon ola. That carbon is known as the carbon tumah, okay? One of the sheep they brought in the morning, one of them they brought at night, okay? Carbon tumah. They would keep...
They kept them there.
Again, you have to have them ready to go for the next day, right? You bring them in, you have them ready to go for the next day for Shemitah. That's when you catch it, and let's just say a carbon. Okay. So they used to keep eight there at a time, okay? They would keep eight at a time. They would take two out when they needed to use them. And they would do bedikah for 4 days. So it works as follows. You have to do the halacha of carbon tumah. You have to check the animal 4 days before you actually bring it. Check it 4 days before you bring the carbon, and on the day you bring the carbon itself, you have to do another check to make sure that it doesn't have any blemish on it. So for 4 days in a row, they would check. And then they would bring the sheep, right, all the eight, after that, from the fourth day and onwards. The fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, right, the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and eighth day of the, yeah.
Two questions. One, so bringing the korban wasn't like same day process at all.
What?
Or no?
No, they just stored it here. They just stored the sheep here.
Okay, and also was there a place, meaning in this like, storage, was there like, food and sheep?
Was what?
Is there food?
Yeah, they probably had some food to keep it alive. Yeah.
It was like a barn.
Yeah, in a sense. It was like an area where they kept the sheep. Okay. We have a problem. The problem is that right here our mission says it was in the northwest, in the southwest point of the Lishka, which means it was right here. The problem is we have another Mishnah which says that what? It implies it was actually in the northwest point of the Lishka. So I don't get it was in the north or the west. We actually the steer that what? It was actually the Lishka wasn't actually in the corner, it was actually in between both. Okay? Was it here? Was it there? It was in between both. Okay? That's where they kept the eight sheep. They kept eight sheep at a time. And they took two out for the day, one in the morning, one at night, for the carbon tumah. That is where they kept that. Okay? It had another couple names. It was called the Lishka Sakarbon. A second name was called Lishka Sakarbon. Okay? Lishka Sakarbon. It was also called Lishka Sakswine. Okay? All right, two other names of this Lishka that this Lishka had. Okay. Now the next one we talk about is the one in the south, in the southeast. Where's the southeast? That's this one right here, right? The southeast. I'm sorry, this one right here. Okay, what was that Lishka? Actually, no, I can say right there. What was that Lishka in that corner? That was called... it's a long name. It's called as follows, okay? Ba Ginzu. B'nei Chashmonai. Ba Ginzu B'nei Chashmonai. Ba Ginzu B'nei Chashmonai. Es Avnei HaMizbeach. Okay, what does that mean?
Like if the answer is nothing, I just...
So what's the Jewish... What's the history? What happened, actually? What happened? So we know that what? Good. But Ginzu, no. Ginzu means to hide it. So pretty much, that's the story. What happened was, right, originally the Jews were granted permission to go up to build the second temple. Right, Koresh gave them permission. They went to build the second temple. Okay? The Persians had full control. Eventually, the Greeks took control of that area of Jerusalem, of Judea. Right, Greeks took control, and the Chashmonaim, right, the famous story of Hanukkah, the Chashmonaim fought them back, and they were successful. And the Chashmonaim reclaimed, were the Jewish, they reclaimed the Beis HaMikdash. So during the time that the Greeks had control over the Beis HaMikdash, they used the outer altar, they used this altar for Avodah Zarah. Used for Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Chashmonaim, when we reconquered it, they destroyed that and they took the broken pieces of the Adam Mizbeach, which the Greeks used for Avodah Zarah, and they put it in this Lishkar right here.
Okay?
Okay. That was the Shishka. Okay, good. What?
Is this word at the end?
Sheshaksu Malchei Yavan. Which means, Baginzu, in it, they hid, B'nei Chashmonayim, the Chashmonayim, they hid, as Avnei HaMizbeach, the stones of the Mizbeach, Sheshaksu Malchei Yavan, that the kings of Yavan, that they desecrated, okay? They desecrated the stones of Mizbeach, okay? That is in the southeast corner. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. The Sishka had another name, okay? A much shorter name, okay? It was also called, this was the first name, it was also called the Lishkas HaChosamos, okay? Lishkas HaChosamos. Lishkas HaChosamos. Why was it called that? Because the way it worked was as follows. The way it worked was as follows. We mentioned before that when you bring a karban, either a shlom or an ola, you have to bring the sachem, okay? You bring a minchas nesachim, you bring two nesachim. The first nesach is called a minchas nesachim, which consists of fine flour and oil. The second nesach you bring is a nesach hayayin, which is a wine libation, okay? The wine libation, you need to buy, I'm sorry, you need to buy the minchas nesachim. You need to buy the flour and oil for your karban. So what you would do is you would go into this lishka. A chosam is referring to a ticket. The tickets. The lishka of the tickets. Why? You would buy a... There would be a guy sitting at a table here, right?
It's just not something I'm interested
in. Guy sitting at a table. He was selling tickets. You would buy a ticket from him, and then you would go to the Ezra's Nushim, which there was a place where they actually kept the oil and they kept the oil and the flour, and you would buy it from, you would give him the ticket, and that's how you would get your nesach. Okay? So it was called Lishka, that they had the stones in here, right? They had all the stones that they had destroyed of the Mizbeach, all the stones. In addition, there was also a table where they would buy a ticket to go and give the ticket in to buy it to get the nesach. Okay? Nisachim. It means the libations. And the libations are the flour and oil they needed for the libations. Okay? Right, the flour, the oil, the wine, all the stuff they needed a ticket. You didn't actually give them money down here. The money you dealt with over here. Okay, you paid him, got the ticket, and then you went down. Interesting system, right? Okay, good. Now let's keep.
Really?
I don't know. Okay. Let us go weiter. So what do we have now? We have the southwest. We have the southwest slash northwest, right? We have the southeast. Right, now let's talk about the northwest. Okay? Northwest right here. Okay? This is half in, half there. But there's also an actual lishka right in the corner there. What was that called? It was called the lishka Bayordin Lebes HaTfila. Okay? I got a nice fancy name. Ba Yorgin.
Generally, I call them, they're like, I'm missing right now. They're real estate.
Lebes HaTfila.
Like all the time. I call them just like asking.
What does that mean? Well, in it, Yorgin, they go down. Lebes HaTfila to the place of a mikvah. What was the purpose of that? So pretty much, there were stairs in this lishka, in this northwest lishka. There were stairs going down. Or you walked in the lishka, let's say the entrance is right there. You walked in. There were stairs going down. They went down to a tunnel, okay? They went down to a tunnel that went under the base of Mikvah. What? Oh, very good. So how about this? Okay. So there were stairs in this lishka, which you went down to a mikvah. You went down to a mikvah, okay? Okay, fine. So you went down the stairs. The stairs led to a tunnel. The tunnel went all the way under the Beis HaMikdash. Not clear exactly where the tunnel was, but it was under the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara said, the halakha we paskin is that mechilos lo niskadshu, which means the tunnels were not consecrated, which means that the underneath the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't have the status of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there's no real kedusha. So if you're Tameh, you can go under the base of Megdash. Because you're not considered to be in the actual base of Megdash. That's the idea. Good? Okay.
Where's the Mikvah again?
What?
Where was the Mikvah?
You went downstairs, you went to a tunnel, and then on the sides of the tunnel there were lights. There were lights on the side, there were torches lit on the side of the tunnel. Right? It's almost like it's like a national treasure, right? That's just like the scene you conjure up, right? You go down the street. On the sides were these torches, and then it ended up in a mikvah. To a room where there was a mikvah. Right next to the mikvah, there's a bathroom. Okay, there's a bathroom right there. Okay, that's also where you have. There's a Beis HaKiseh right next to the mikvah. So, yeah. It was also called the Lishkas Beis HaMokad. Right, this is also called the Lishkas Beis HaMokad. It's also called the Lishka of the Beis HaMokad. Why is that? Because the Mokad refers to a fire, a bonfire, and there was a bonfire in there burning. Okay? Okay. Okay. Right, so again, so the idea was a Kohen who saw A, who woke up, again, the Kohen was a sleeper. They weren't allowed to sleep in this area, they were allowed to sleep in the coal area. They were not allowed to sleep in the actual base. They were sleeping in the unconsecrated area, okay? From this side of the line and all. That's where they were sleeping. So if one of them woke up and they had a bal kareh, they had a seminal emission, right? So you can't do the avodah. What do you have to do? You have to go into the lishka. You take the stairs down through the tunnel to the mikvah, tovel in the mikvah, and then what do you do after that? So we're gonna talk. So the last mission in the parak talks about what you do, but that was the purpose. Okay, Kohanim slept there in the half area that was not a kadosh, not the azara half, the other half. They would then go in the lishka, go down the stairs, walk through the tunnels, go to the place where the mikvah was, tovel themselves, and then from that point on, we'll talk about what happens in a second. Okay. All right. The next Mishnah says there were two gates to the Beis HaMokad. There was a gate right here, opening up into the Azara, and there was a gate right here, opening up into Har HaBayis. The Yehuda says, in the door, right, so the doors were, let's say, pretty big. The doors are pretty big going into the Azara. The Yehuda says, in the door, right, really, it's not really, the Yehuda says it, but really, even the Chum agreed to it, there's a little doorway. A little doorway in one of the doors. What was the purpose of that door? No, just the one into the Azara. Right? That's the way that the Kohanim would go every morning into the Azara. Right? In order to make sure that everything is where it's supposed to be for that day. Okay, then we walk through that door. That wouldn't open up the entire Azara, because as we're going to see, the whole Azara was locked up every night. Every night it was locked up, and then it was opened up the next morning. So the Kohanim would go out there in the morning, that little small door within the big doors, and he would go to make sure everything was where it was supposed to be. Okay, good. The next mission says that the Beis HaMokad was a kippah, which means that it was a dome on top, like we said before. Ubayis Gadol Haya, which is a very big house. Mukaf Rovdin Shal Evan, it was surrounded by stone steps, okay? Every area where there's no lishka. Hold on a second. Can we skip a lishka? One second. Oh, I'm sorry. We can totally skip one. Okay. The southeast lishka. I apologize. We skipped the lishka right here. Southeast, right? No, northeast. I'm sorry. Northeast, right here. This was called the lishka slechem apanim. Something I forgot. That should remind me. Come on, before this goes. Mishkan's Lechem Apanim. Pretty obvious. What did they do here? So in this Lishka, they would make the Lechem, they would make the bread for the purpose of putting on the tables in the Hayim. Okay? That's where they made it. It had a very special form to the bread. But what didn't look like the loaves that we have nowadays looked very different. And there was a family called the Garmu family, the Garmu family, and they were experts in making the Lechem Apanim. So, okay? Just like we said, Avtinas, right? Avtinas, they knew how to make the Ketores very specially. They knew how to make the incense. So this base Garmu, they knew how to make the the Lechem Hachanim in a very special way, and they were assigned there. They were the ones working there. That family. Okay. But so the Mishnah says that the whole Beis Hamikdash was surrounded by stone steps, okay? So it's not clear how many steps there were, but there were like steps going up to the wall, okay? So you just walk up to the steps, and then there's a wall right there. There was nothing really the steps were leading to, they were just steps. Right, so pretty much a stair went out, let's say, 2 amos long, and then it was shorter and shorter and shorter as you went up, and it just went up to the wall. Okay? Inside the Beis Hamikdash there were steps. So steps walking up to the wall. There was nothing really it was leading to, but that was the steps there. Okay. The Beis Av, the members of the Beis Av, right? Again, so we said the Kohanim were split up into Mishmaros, which means there are 24 groups of Kohanim. Each group of Kohanim served 2 weeks in the year. Because there were 24 Mishmaros, that means 48, all right? If there were 52 weeks in a year, 50 weeks in a year, there were two rotations of the 24. That means each Mishmar served twice a year. Each Mishmar was split up into seven groups called the Beis Av, the Batei Av, okay? Mishnah, the Ziknei Beis Av Yishenim Sham. So the people who would work the next day, they would sleep in the Beis Av, okay? So the guys who were older, the elders, they would sleep on the steps. Again, not in the actual Azara area, but in the whole area. The older guys. Okay? And the younger Kohanim would sleep on the ground. Again, they would have some kind of mattress, they would have some kind of pillow that they would sleep on. Okay. And the Mishnah says that there were maftefos ha'azara, right? The keys to all the gates of the Azara were in there, was in the Beis Hamikdash. So we're going to talk about that in a second, right now. The Mishnah says there was a place in the Beis Hamikdash. There were tiles on the ground, right? Told there were tiles. One of the tiles was a marble tile, not a stone tile. And there was a handle from the tile, okay? So let's say you have like this. Alright, let's say again, I'm not drawing. These are tiles on the ground, okay? Stone tiles. There's one of the tiles that was marble, okay? It wasn't actually stone, it was marble. There's an Amma by Amma tile was marble. There was a handle. There was like a round handle from the there's a round handle to pick up the tile. Okay? It's like a circle, right? You'd use that handle to pick up the tile. What? It's like a knob, right? It's like a round thing to pick up the tile. Under the tile there was a chain. Okay, so you pick up the tile, you look out from the bottom of the tile, there's a chain, and on the chain there are keys. The keys of the Azara were suspended by the chain. Underneath the tile. Meaning you have the handle, you pick up the tile, there's a chain coming down holding all the keys of the Azara.
Is that supposed to be like secret?
Good. I'm not supposed to say secret, right, but that's where they kept it. That's right. They don't want people to steal it. When it came time to lock up the Beis HaMikdash, when it came to lock up the Shari Azara, the Kohanim went to go to sleep in the Beis HaMikdash. So the one of the young guys in the Kohanim, he picked up this tablet with the keys on it, right? He picked up the tile and he took the keys from the chain and he locked up all the doors, right? The Levium did. Levium used to do all the doors from the outside, and the Kohanim locked all the doors from the inside. So this Kohen, this young Kohen who was in charge of the keys, right, so the Kohanim would lock all the doors from the inside, Levium from the outside, he would lock all the doors. When he came into the door here, he was in charge of locking up the Beis Hamikdash as well. And then he would put the keys back on the chain in the tile, and put that back in the ground, and he would sleep right on that tile. Right, the Mishnah's government. They know when you finish locking it, Hechsir Samach Tefos Lishal Shalos Vesit Tamil Koma. You put the keys back on the chain and the tablet back to its place. That's like Sushu Allah, Yashalo, to put his pillow on top of it, he would sleep on top of this thing, so that he would be the protector of. Okay. Now, get back to what we said before. Let's say you're a Kerry Bechamir, let's say one of the Kohanim has a 7-0 mission. Yosei Holichlo, he definitely has to leave, so what does he do? He goes to the mikvah, he goes to this lishka right here, which is called the what? Either the Bayard of the Beis Atfila, or it's called the lishka Beis Amokash. Go down the stairs, go through the tunnel.
At 11:30, we're going to
do it. And he would go to the mikvah. And, right, okay, so when he got to the mikvah, what did he do then? So is the machlokas. The Chachamim hold that what? Tanakama holds that after the tefillah, he would go back to the Beis HaMokad, and he would wait there until the morning, and then he went out to Har HaBayis. Okay? That's what he would do.
He would do tefillah, and then wait until the morning.
Right. He wouldn't go out in the middle of the night, he'd wait till the morning, then he would go out to Har HaBayis. But Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, that's not true. He wouldn't go back to the Beis HaMokad. Brother, what would he do? There was another tunnel way from the mikvah. Again, went down the stairs, went through the tunnel to the mikvah. From the mikvah room, there was another tunnel that went out to Har HaBayis, okay? That tunnel took you out to Har HaBayis. And then he would go at the gate we spoke about last night. Which gate was that? That was called Shar Teddy, right? Shar Teddy was that one gate that the Chum say it had really no use.
So when would he go out?
Right, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it did have a use. It had the use of this purpose.
You would do this at night?
Yes, you would do it at night, yeah.
Is that Machlokas too?
The point, the Tanakama, which is the first opinion, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the second opinion. Again, just the idea is that... The idea is that could he come back to the Beis HaMokad? That is the opinion of the Tanakama. Elazar ben Yaakov says no, he could. He's not allowed to come back to the Beis HaMokad. Rather, there's another tunnel that went from the Mukkah, the place where the mikvah was at the end of the tunnel, that room, to back to Har HaBayis, and then he would go back to Har HaBayis, and he would go out he would go out with the north gate called Shar Teddy.
We go into Har HaBayis through Shar Teddy or out of Har HaBayis?
What?
You go into Har HaBayis through Shar Teddy?
I mean, you would leave Har HaBayis. Shar Teddy was one of the exits of Har HaBayis. And Har HaBayis had gates of its own. We spoke about last night.
Yeah.
So he would go out, and the tunnel would take him from the mikvah room all the way to Har HaBayis, and he'd take Har HaBayis all the way out to the north gate called the Shar Teddy. And again, there was no one there. No one really ever go out that gate, so that was not a problem. Okay. Well, okay, I'll make one more last point, then we're done. Right, the last point is the reason that he had to go Har HaBayis, outside of Har HaBayis, the halacha is a tful yom. What's a tful yom? A tful yom is someone who became tomei, and he went to the mikveh that day. Okay? Tful yom means you were tovel, you went to the mikveh, you dipped in, yom on that day. Tful yom. So halacha is a tful yom is allowed to be on Har HaBayis. He's allowed to be on Har HaBayis. Right, we're going to talk about, hopefully next time, the Kedusha, the holiness of the mountain, who's allowed to go in the mountain, in which areas, right? It's fully always allowed to be on Har HaBayis. So why did he have to leave Har HaBayis? Why did he have to go out to Shar Teddy? So the answer is as follows. He couldn't, the halacha is Tfuliyom is still tummy until the evening. Right? He still can't do the avoda. In terms of doing the avoda, he can't do that until the evening. Since practically he has nothing to do until the nighttime, until the next night, so he might as well leave the basement. There's no reason for him to stay there. But Meikra then he doesn't have to leave the Har HaBayis. He's allowed to be in Har HaBayis, right? But because of the fact he has nothing really to do until the following night, until because the halacha is that a tful yom needs Harav Shemesh, he needs the sun to set before he can be considered tower. Therefore, he had practically nothing to do. Therefore, he left Har HaBayis. That's it.